Good afternoon and welcome to Tom Harris USA. This is episode number 60. Hooray! Another nice round number episode here. I always like those because it makes me think as though I'm getting something accomplished. Don't know quite why that is, because, really, in the long run, what am I accomplishing? Well, I'm, spending a lot of time doing shows and a lot of time working on the show and a lot of time listening to other people's podcasts and even occasionally contributing to other people's shows, sometimes by calling in or sometimes by submitting email. And it's been good. This has been a very, I think, worthwhile endeavor, even though I don't have as many listeners as I would like, even though I don't have any monetary reward coming from this. It is an artistic output. It is something that I can point to and say, okay, this is something that I'm accomplishing and something that I'm doing. So, that always makes me feel a little bit better, especially since I'm not accomplishing much as far as, the real world is concerned.
And you may have noticed that the theme music this time is different from the theme music that I've had over the last few episodes. But, of course, long-time listeners will recognize it as being one of several themes that I've used over the past 8 months. And, I always like using different ones. And the reason why I've kind of stuck with the same one more recently is more a matter of laziness than anything else. And when my computer had its virus problem and I had to reinstall Windows and all that, I lost the bumpers music that I had in a different folder outside of my documents. So I kind of have to go back and recreate them. But it doesn't mean that I don't want to use different themes. And of course, there's supposed to be another theme in the works that I haven't heard yet. But I do like a variety of music at the beginning of the show, even if that hasn't been readily apparent over the last 10 episodes or so. Moving on to job news.
Still unemployed, and I don't really have much to report. I talked a little bit about this in the last show.
But being the holiday week, it's unlikely that anything new is going to come up until after the new year.
But this is a weekend. And the weekend is always one of those times when I don't get a lot done. And I usually will spend the weekend, catching up on video gaming or catching up on personal correspondence or working on other projects. Kind of a time when I don't look forward to the weekend as much. I do look forward to the weekend in regards to the time that I get to spend with Pete, because my boyfriend Pete and I don't get to see each other a lot during the week, and the main days that we get to see each other are either Saturday or Sunday. And then we usually see each other at some point during the week as well. But this has been a very nice weekend, very relaxing weekend. But the thing about the weekends, and when I'm unemployed, I don't look as much forward to the weekend because I don't have anything that I can do as far as the job hunting goes. There really aren't a lot of ads and things being posted. I use Craigslist a lot to apply for jobs and so forth. And really not a lot is coming out on Saturday or Sunday. So it is sort of a downtime for me, but because I'm unemployed all the time and I can kind of do what I want during the week too, it's just kind of a wasted couple days for me as far as job hunting is concerned. But of course, being able to see Pete makes up for a lot of that. So anyway, moving right along. Very warm welcome along to everybody out there. If I hadn't said it before, my name is Tom Harris, and I am in Chicago, Illinois. And the weather here has been cold, but not too bad. It's actually, I went out today and wandered around a little bit today because it was not really snowy, but we had a little bit of snow coming down. But the snow isn't sticking right now. So, we're getting flurries of snow, and then it accumulates just a dusting on the ground, and then during the middle of the day it all melts. And so it's kind of bizarre, because I know that further out in the suburbs they're having a little bit more accumulation. But we're not really getting anything like people are getting on the East Coast right now. I guess the East Coast has been really socked with snow, and that has been, I guess, in the news a lot.
not that I'm watching, you know, TV news. And online, of course, the weather doesn't get as much play unless it's really a lot of snow. But it does look as though Chicago is going to have some snow on the ground, at least, for the Christmas holiday. And I don't know if that's going to stick through New Year's or not, because it's generally been kind of a very damp, slushy snow, and we'll get an inch or so, and then it'll all melt. But you never know, because it could turn cold, and then we get a little bit more of an accumulation, which is normal for this time of year, and especially being right here by the lake. I'm kind of glad we don't have that right now, but at the same time, I'm indoors a lot right now. So there you go. So we're coming up in the holidays here, and we're kind of not doing anything. I think I talked about this last time, and just kind of chilling this holiday season, and kind of interesting watching people scurry around with their holiday preparations. As I've mentioned previously, I don't celebrate holidays, and it isn't really even just because I'm an atheist. It really is a lot of it is a lot of hype, and it's a lot of preparation over nothing. You know, it's not meaningful in any way to me. And right now, frankly, it's not something I can afford. I can't really afford to go out and buy gifts for people. And so I'm not. And and I don't expect people to buy anything for me either, to be quite honest. Pete has specifically requested that I not purchase him a gift. And I have not gotten him a gift at this point. I'm still looking around and seeing if there's anything that he could possibly want. But, you know, he keeps telling me not to. So I probably won't. Anyhow, it's kind of hard to escape the fact that we're right into the holiday season right now. And somebody actually expressed a little bit of surprise that I said Merry Christmas at the end of my last episode. And I'm not really sure why anybody would really be surprised by it. And maybe this goes back to something. It's something that I guess I'm going to talk about in this episode, is that there's this idea. And this idea is pretty much just here in the U.S. And I don't know if this is sort of extended outward to other countries or not. I know that this show is listened to in several countries. But there's this whole idea that has kind of emerged in the last, I would guess, in the last half decade or so. And it's, I'll be honest, it's coming from the political right in America. And particularly from Christian conservatives. So I don't know, again, how much influence this meme has outside of the U.S. But there's this idea that there's a war on Christmas. And the earliest references I can really find of this are from 2005. Though I can remember, I think, before that, hearing some kind of grumbling from Christian conservatives about this supposed war against Christmas. And you have the meme from the right's perspective goes like this. There has been a secularization of the holiday season. And that instead of saying Merry Christmas, people are more apt to say Happy Holidays. A more generic sort of meaning. Now, if you add to this, you have the whole idea of religious displays being removed from public property, and this is things like religious symbols being removed from city halls and so forth. And so the right wing seems to think of this as sort of part of the cultural war going on in the country. I disagree with that. It is, to my mind, it's a correction, because we've always had this sort of Christian bias in this country of, you know, people kind of ignoring the whole church and state division, which is set up in our Constitution. And so, you know, there is a growing minority of people in this country that doesn't celebrate Christmas. You know, they celebrate some other holiday, or they celebrate no holiday. And they're willing to come out now and say, look, not everybody celebrates this holiday. Not everybody in this country is a Christian. So you have this large majority of people in the United States who observe the Christmas holiday. And the overwhelming attitude that these people have is that everybody should be celebrating this holiday too. I think that is readily apparent. You look at any newspaper, especially the ads. You look at any shopping mall. You look at any kind of commercials on TV. Not that I watch TV and I don't really see them. And you would literally have to be living under a rock not to know that there's a big religious holiday at the end of December called Christmas that observes the birth of this mythological figure, though they would not think of it as being a mythological figure, the baby Jesus. Now, I'm going to completely ignore the fact that there's no way that this Jesus could have been born on Christmas Day anyway, and that this was actually co-opted from other religions like Saturnalia and the cult of Mithras. We'll just ignore those pesky little details for now. And that it is a gift-giving holiday, and that it is a large percentage of the retail activity that goes on towards the end of the year between November and New Year's is devoted to this holiday. It's a big deal, and it's omnipresent. You start seeing signs of it right after Halloween, the end of October. And, of course, this time of year, it's literally everywhere, and there's no way to avoid it even if you wanted to. So you have this idea that there's a war against Christmas. Okay, so what form does this war actually take? Well, the war so far, if you listen to the right wing, would consist of, A, the removal of religious iconography from public property, which is right and proper because it's against the Constitution. And this exceptional dispensation that we've had for this up to now seems to now be going rightfully away. And the other thing is the people now are choosing not to say Merry Christmas to everybody they meet, and they're choosing instead to say Happy Holidays or some sort of, you know, religiously neutral holiday greeting. Because, of course, there's a lot of holidays at this time of year that have nothing to do with Christmas. You have, you know, the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah that has just passed. You have Ramadan for the Muslims. There's another Muslim holiday in there, Eid. You have, you know, a Hindu holiday. And that's not even counting sort of the non-traditional type, like the pagan holidays, like, you know, the observing the solstice or, you know, Saturnalia or Yule, sort of the original Ur version of Christmas. And, you know, the attitude coming out of these war against Christmas people, the people who were really pushing this meme, is that, well, those other holidays don't really matter. Because really, you know, Christmas is what this season is all about. That, to me, doesn't seem as though Christmas is being warred on. It seems that the Christmas-only people, who only want to see ads that say Merry Christmas, they have this incredible sense of entitlement, thinking that their holiday is the only one that matters. Well, you know, you go to a Christmas concert. Well, of course, a lot of people aren't calling them Christmas concerts anymore because there is this recognition that there are other holidays out there. And most of these holiday concerts include Christmas songs. And, you know, back when I was in school, and that is back when I was in grade school especially, we would have these winter concerts or, you know, and they were sometimes even called holiday concerts because I lived in an area that had a lot of non-Christians in it. We lived in a very heavily Jewish neighborhood, these programs would consist of 90% Christmas material and then maybe a Jewish song, a Hanukkah song. And that was considered, you know, adequate. That was, you know, okay, so we're gonna, 90% of this is gonna be Christmas, and then we're gonna have a, you know, sing dreidel. You know, just to have that token amount of non-Christian content. But that never really did accurately reflect the neighborhood I lived in. You know, if you'd taken into account the neighborhood I lived in, you would have had probably 50-50 Jewish songs and Christian songs, but that never happened. And that's because Christianity and Christian holidays have long had a more exalted place in our modern society than it really deserved. And so you have these people now who are saying, oh, this is political correctness run amok, and you're not allowed to say Merry Christmas anymore. Who the hell says you're not allowed to say Merry Christmas anymore? I say it. I see it everywhere. I see it in the newspaper. I hear it on the radio. I hear it, you know, I've seen it on the television. I see it everywhere. There's no way that Christmas is under attack. There's no way that Christmas is actually in danger of disappearing. It's the whole idea is completely idiotic. The notion that people are going to all of a sudden stop celebrating this Christian holiday is completely absurd. So basically what these people are complaining about is the fact that there are other religions who celebrate holidays at this time of year. And that in order to be a modicum of inclusive, or indeed respectful, you have to respect their feelings to a very, very, very small extent. So the war isn't against Christmas. The war is going the other way. We have these people who would prefer never to hear the term Happy Holidays because they want everybody to recognize Christmas. And their attitude, of course, is, oh, well, yeah, there's other holidays at the time, but they don't matter. And maybe, you know, the people who are so pro-Christmas aren't really understanding that we don't live in a homogenous society. We do not have a state religion in the U.S. And in fact, a state religion is prohibited by our Constitution. So the idea that these, you know, these, frankly, the right-wingers want Christmas to have some sort of a special holiday status that, you know, almost requires that people recognize it is anti-American at its very core. It's sort of like, you know, the Taliban coming in and proclaiming, you know, that we shouldn't celebrate any other holidays other than Muslim holidays. You can bet that they would have an objection to that. It's a double standard. It's a double standard and one that, thankfully, is disappearing as time goes on. And of course, as this process continues and as more people realize that we don't live in a Christian society and that we do have a lot of cultures in our society, they are naturally going to gravitate towards a holiday greeting that's going to include everybody and not include just Christians. Though I would certainly argue that Happy Holidays includes Christmas too and includes other holidays and even New Year's. Now, obviously, the right wing is not going to like that very much. They don't like the whole idea that there are other cultures in this country. Multicultural society to them is a threat to their way of thinking. In fact, a threat to their very existence, which is bullshit, but that's how they think. Because obviously, if you have to consider other people, you know, then you're not going to be the only ones calling the shots. You're not going to be the only voice being heard. And that's what they want to go back to. They want to go back to this mythical, homogenous America where everybody is a Christian, where everybody thinks the way they do. And it's sort of, you know, the Reagan Jesus land that is this 1948 ideal of America where, you know, they control the show. It's an expression of their resentment, as Trucker Tom would say, as an expression of their resentment that they are no longer the only voice being heard. And they feel the need to encourage their followers to boycott any business that doesn't say Merry Christmas in their advertising, or to speak up and be obnoxious if somebody says Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. So let's just go right to the bottom of it all, right to the very base issue here. The base issue is that among the holidays that are celebrated at the end of December, which correspond to the winter solstice, you know, one of the major players in this country is Christmas, but it's not the only player. And by expecting a level of deference being made to Christmas above all the other holidays is an obnoxious idea, and it's anti-American at its core. It's not a matter of political correctness. It's a matter of respecting other cultures. So, is this a war against Christmas? No, it's absolutely not a war against Christmas. People can still go to church on Christmas Eve. People can still celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus. People can still go to church. People can still exchange gifts. People can do anything they like in regards to their own lives and their own holidays. They just can't force it on everybody else. And that is what the war against Christmas people are objecting to. They want to force their viewpoint on everybody else. That's the bottom line here. And, you know, I grew up celebrating Christmas. And many, good many years of that, celebrating it in a religious sense, as opposed to just the secular sense of, you know, Rudolph and Santa and exchanging gifts and so forth. Now, nowadays, I choose not to celebrate at all. And that's my decision, but it has nothing to do with, you know, the religious aspect of the holiday necessarily. As I've talked about many times before, you know, the fact of the matter is we live in a multicultural society. There are a lot of people who don't celebrate Christmas, and they deserve just as much respect as Christians do. And therefore, saying happy holidays is not offensive, nor is it an attack. It's putting everybody on a more or less equal footing. So I would rather hear people say happy holidays than say nothing. And, you know, I will not shy away from saying Merry Christmas where it's appropriate. If I know I'm speaking to a Christian especially, I'll certainly am happy to say Merry Christmas. If I know I'm speaking to a Jewish person, I'm more than happy to say Happy Hanukkah. And to almost everybody, I say Happy New Year. Because, you know, the New Year is the New Year. And it should be happy. So, this is where it really all boils down to. It's a matter of common respect for people who do not share your religious faith. This is really in the spirit of our Constitution. This is really in the spirit of America. Not an exceptionalism for one religion or another, but respect for all religions. So actually saying happy holidays as opposed to Merry Christmas is not anti-Christmas. It's a patriotic statement, embodying the best of what America is, a culture that respects everybody and not just one religion. Now, to those of you who are in other countries where this is not a meme that is in circulation right now, you know, I do apologize for this little rant that I've had for the last 20 minutes or so, but you need to understand, if you are here in the States, and if you are, especially if you are one of these people who believes that there is a war being waged against Christmas, that you need to understand something right off the bat. The war ended in 1789, when the U.S. Constitution was enacted. The U.S. Constitution prohibits the establishment of a state religion, and that goes for Christianity as well as any other religion out there. So you're not going to be able to force this on everyone. And by not allowing you to force it on everyone, we're not being against Christmas. We are being pro-America and supporting and defending our Constitution. It has absolutely nothing to do with political correctness. It has to do with political reality. Now, it also strikes me as being interesting that I don't really hear about this issue coming from other countries. I don't know if there's the equivalent of this going on in Germany or the UK or any of the other countries that listen to this program. And of course, I'll keep in mind, you know, here in the States, we tend to be more religious in general than in other countries. And of course, that would make an issue like this more prominent than it might otherwise be. And certainly there's no reason for that. I mean, obviously people observe Christmas all through Europe and in Japan people celebrate Christmas, though there's no religious meaning to it whatsoever there. So it's not really necessary. People can celebrate Christmas purely as a secular institution, you know, purely as a time to spend with family and friends, a time to exchange gifts or whatever. So, you know, the religious meaning, even though that's part of the season, it by no means is it necessary to celebrate the holiday in general. But it would be interesting to hear, because obviously, you know, we have an interesting setup in this society where we are so very politically polarized. And I've talked about this in the past and why I think this is the case. But it is one of these non-issues, really. One wonders every year when this issue comes up, what do these people spend their days doing? Don't they have something better to do with their time? It would be interesting to hear what other people think. And as always, I always love hearing from my listeners. The email address for the show is tom@tomharrisusa.com. So to close out the program, I'm going to present it's been something that's been around for a while, but it's something that I always enjoy and enjoy hearing at this time of year. And this is something that I found on the Ascent Stage blog, though I'm sure that has actually appeared elsewhere. And this is, in keeping with the spirit of the season, the physics of Santa and his reindeer. No known species of reindeer can fly, but there are 300,000 species of living organisms yet to be classified. And while most of these are insects and germs, this does not completely rule out flying reindeer, which only Santa has ever seen. There are approximately 2 billion children, persons under 18, in the world. But since Santa doesn't appear to handle Muslim, Hindu, Jewish, and Buddhist children, that reduces the workload to 15% of the total, 378 million, according to the Population Reference Bureau. At an average rate of 3.2 children per household, that's 91.8 million homes. One presumes there's at least one good child in each. Santa has 31 hours of Christmas Eve to work with, thanks to the different time zones and the rotation of the Earth, assuming he travels east to west, which seems logical. This works out to 822.6 visits per second. This is to say that for each Christian household with good children, Santa has 1/1000th of a second to park, hop out of the sleigh, jump down the chimney, fill the stockings, distribute the remaining presents under the tree, eat whatever snacks have been left, get back up into the chimney, get back into the sleigh, and move on to the next house. Assuming that each of these 91.8 million stops are evenly distributed around the Earth, which of course we know to be false, but for the purposes of the calculation we'll accept. We are now talking about 0.78 miles per household, a total trip of 75.5 million miles, not counting stops to do what most of us must do at least every 31 hours, plus feeding, etc. This means the Santa sleigh is moving at 650 miles per second, 3,000 times the speed of sound. For purposes of comparison, the fastest man-made vehicle, the Ulysses space probe, moves at a pokey 27.4 miles per second. Conventional reindeer can run 15 miles an hour, tops. The payload on the sleigh adds another interesting element. Assuming that each child gets nothing more than a medium-sized Lego set, 2 pounds, the sleigh is carrying 321,300 tons, not counting Santa, who is invariably described as being overweight. On land, conventional reindeer can pull no more than 300 pounds. Even granting that flying reindeer could pull 10 times the normal amount, we cannot do the job with 8 or even 9. We need 214,200 reindeer. This increases the payload, not even counting the weight of the sleigh, to 353,430 tons. Again, for comparison, this is 4 times the weight of the Queen Elizabeth. 353,000 tons moving at 650 miles per second creates enormous air resistance. This will heat up the reindeer in the same fashion as a spacecraft re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. The lead pair of reindeer will absorb 14.3 quintillion joules of energy per second each. In short, they'll burst into flame almost instantaneously, exposing the reindeer behind them and create deafening sonic booms in their wake. The entire reindeer team will be vaporized within 4.26 thousandths of a second. Santa, meanwhile, will be subjected to centrifugal forces 17,500.06 times greater than gravity. A 250-pound Santa, which seems ludicrously slim, would be pinned to the back of his sleigh by 4,315,015 pounds of force. In conclusion, if Santa ever did deliver presents on Christmas Eve, he's dead now. And with that, I wish everybody a very happy holiday, a very Merry Christmas, and I'll see you on Boxing Day, December 26th. From Tom Harris at Tom Harris USA, have a great holiday, and I'll see you next time.